The process of selecting a high court nominee. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The White House says President Biden is ignoring outside influences as he decides who to nominate for an upcoming Supreme Court vacancy.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president remains on track to name a black woman as his pick to become a high court justice. She added that he is also not interested in listening to what she called public griping over any potential choice.
Or in lobbying campaigns or efforts to trash other candidates. He is going to keep his blinders on, look at the qualifications, the cases, the backgrounds.
Psaki also said the president had no plans at the moment to meet with Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans, as he did with the committee's Democrats.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The nation's leading health official said today the U.S. is moving closer to the point that COVID-19 is no longer a constant crisis as more cities, businesses, and sports venues begin lifting pandemic restrictions around the country. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said during a White House briefing that the government is contemplating a change to its mask guidance in the coming weeks, noting recent declines in COVID-19 cases, hospital admissions, and deaths. As the West fears that a Russian invasion of Ukraine is imminent, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he's leaving the diplomatic door open as his military reported pulling back some troops from Ukraine. But NATO says it sees no signs of Russia actually decreasing the number of troops.
More Russian forces, not fewer, are at the border, and they are moving, concerningly, into fighting positions. This is cause for profound concern.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price, Russia has deployed more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's border. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and NASDAQ ending in the red, a small gain for the S&P. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new report shows U.S. retail sales were up last month.
Americans were still shopping and eating in restaurants last month, even though they were paying more and there were disruptions caused by the COVID Omicron variant. Retail sales rose 3.8% in January. Excluding autos, the increase was 3.3%. Auto prices have skyrocketed in recent months because chip and other parts shortages have resulted in fewer cars to buy. For example, Sonic Automotive actually sold fewer new and used cars in the recent quarter, but it is reporting record earnings it was able to charge more for cars. Janico Selda, Fox News.
Parents in the San Francisco School District removed three school board members accused of putting progressive politics ahead of reopening schools.
The message from voters pretty clear in San Francisco, as three school board members are recalled by overwhelming numbers, fueled in part by a backlash of frustration of parents fighting to keep their kids in school. Sivaraj co-led the recall.
We're really gratified that we could channel that anger and frustration to something that is hopefully going to, lead to a positive outcome. So for the school district.
Offensive and completely unacceptable. That was San Francisco Mayor London Breed's words last year when she called out the school board, saying they were too focused on changing school names and progressive politics rather than getting kids back to class. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A judge in Florida has agreed with a request from the family of comedian Bob Saget and temporarily prohibited the release of any photos, video, or other records related to the investigation into his death. The judge said that refusing to issue the temporary injunction would have caused the family irreparable harm. The judge has not yet ruled on whether the family's privacy concerns outweigh any claims for the records involving the 65-year-old's death to be released. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.